Chair recognizes the gentleman Pottawatomi, Representative Brandenburg, for opening remarks on House File 534.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 534 relates to identity theft. Currently, if the value of the credit, property, or services stolen are under $1,000, the person only commits an aggravated misdemeanor. HF 534 strikes the reference in code to the aggravated misdemeanor charge for thefts under $1,000. This bill makes all identity theft a Class D felony. This will also align Iowa Identity Theft Code with the current penalties in the Iowa Code for forged checks. In addition, this bill does not include identity theft as a charge relating to minors that use a fake ID to purchase alcohol, enter a movie theater, purchase cigarettes, or enter a racetrack, excursion boat, or gambling structure. I'd like to thank Representatives Winchell and Wolf for their work on the subcommittee. Mr. Speaker, that concludes my opening comments on the bill.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the lady from Clinton, Representative Wolf.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Representative Brandenburg, for your work on the subcommittee. Having said that, I do have a few concerns with this bill. Would you yield for a few questions?
Will the gentleman yield?
Where is Representative Brandenburg?
You're in order.
Thank you. Representative Brandenburg, currently, who's registered in favor of this bill?
I haven't checked that. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I checked. Currently, the only people registered in favor, to the best of my knowledge, is the Minutemen group from down in, I think, southern Iowa. Do you recall, did anybody come to speak in support of the bill to the subcommittee meeting?
No.
And there was a representative from the Attorney General's office there, whom I actually just spoke with 10 minutes ago. Would you agree that he was lukewarm on whether this was a bill that was appropriate or necessary in Iowa?
I would agree with you on that.
Okay. Now, I have a couple of questions about the provisions in the bill that basically remove some offenses from the identity theft category. For example, currently, if a 19 or 20-year-old uses somebody else's driver's license to attempt to buy alcohol, they can be charged with aggravated misdemeanor-level identity theft, correct?
Correct.
So if this bill passes, would they not be guilty of a crime anymore?
That's handled under code in another section of Iowa Code.
Okay. So do you know what level of offense that would be?
The current offense, whatever they are charged with.
I cannot answer that. It's whatever the current law is for that offense.
Okay. And I think it's a simple misdemeanor. Now, so under current law, if somebody uses somebody else's FIP card, their food stamp, or their food stamp card, to buy, say, something that has a $10 value, they could be charged with identity theft at the aggravated misdemeanor level. Under this bill, all of those charges, no matter how small the amount, would be charged as felonies.
I guess I'm done with the question part of it. Thank you, Representative.
But so now you can stay standing or you can sit down. That's up to you. But I guess my concern is that currently it is fairly standard for prosecutors to plead these down from the felony level to the misdemeanor level, number one. So I think what we're going to see is a lot more cases going to trial, because if you're looking at a felony conviction, there's really no reason to plead guilty. A five-year prison sentence is for, you know, using somebody else's FIP benefit card to buy a pack of cigarettes is an extremely serious penalty.
people are going to be trying those cases. It's going to be a burden on the court system. It's going to cost the state a lot more in the way of court-appointed attorney fees, that type of thing. And I do think we'll have a lot more people going to prison. I realize there is a fiscal note on this bill. However, I don't think that note really took into consideration the loss of that ability to plea bargain cases down and the co-occurring increase in trial. So basically, absent some evidence from the Attorney General's office or the County Attorneys Association that we are having a large quantity of these cases that aren't being prosecuted, or that somehow by increasing it to a felony, it will act as a deterrent. I don't think there's any evidence that that's the case. It's not going to stop people from doing this. I think this is yet another one of those bills where we're just enhancing penalties with no evidence that it will make Iowa a safer place to live or will provide any kind of short or long-term benefits as far as our day-to-day quality of life. So I would request that people consider that and vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Pottawatomie, Representative Brandenburg, for closing remarks on House File 534.
Yes, I'd just like to add that it just, as a coincidence, this last weekend, while I was back home, I was at the grocery store, and a constituent come up to me and indicated that their identity had been stolen, and they had three different separate withdrawals from their debit account, one for $400, one for $600, and one for $900. So obviously they're staying under the $1,000 threshold. So at least in that particular situation, I think it is a deterrent, because this individual is keeping his or her theft under $1,000, obviously, because they don't want to be charged with a felony. So from my perspective, I think it's a good bill. There is a fiscal note, which I failed to mention. $27,000 impact on the general fund in fiscal year 14 due to incarcerations, and in fiscal year 15, $120,000 for the same reasons. That concludes my opening statements.
Gentleman Pottawatomie moves that the bill be read for the last time, placed on its passage. Are there objections? Chair, here's none. The clerk will read.
House File 534, a bill for an act relating to identity theft and providing a penalty, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question only. Shall the bill pass? Those in favor of passage vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The clerk will receive your vote.